Okay, I'd like to call to order this meeting of the MERS Working Group. It is Tuesday, January 16th, 2:01 PM. We're in the State Office Building, Room 10. And I'd like to start by going around and introducing the members that are present and then our audience members that are also here. I am Justine Forsyth. I am the chair of the committee and the representative of the IRC.
Wendy Legg, representative of the Department of Labor and Industry.
Bert Black, representing Secretary of State Steve Simon.
Beth Sheffer, representing the Department of Transportation.
Patricia Winget, representing the Minnesota Department of Health.
Rebecca Gaspard, representing Health Licensing Boards.
Mary Lynn, representing Minnesota Pollution Control Agency.
And in the audience, we have a couple members or attendees.
Sydney Maxwell, Revisor's Office.
Right, of the State Government Finance Committee for the House.
And Ellen Trudeau, Revisor's Office.
Welcome. All right, our first order of business is to review and approve the meeting minutes from our last meeting on January 3rd. I know we have some amendments from Wendy.
Right. Yes, I have handed out to the members of the working group some proposed amendments, and there is one copy for public review if you want to see them. Just to clarify, Suzanne Todnum was designated by the commissioner to attend in my place at the last meeting. Suzanne had a number of edits, and Suzanne's specific, the most, I guess, critical of these was that she had her notes that there was a motion. Beth had made a motion to add a two-sentence counterstatement. That motion was voted on, and that motion passed. And then at the end also, Suzanne had a question as to the heading. Why do we have the heading testimony? I would include in these amendments that heading be struck. Because the statement after it just says Chief Judge Tammy Pust of the Office of Administrative Hearings was present, which isn't a summary of testimony anyway. So I would suggest that heading be struck.
Well, and she's a statutory designee anyway.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Patricia?
So are you moving those amendments, Wendy?
I move the amendments.
Second.
Any discussion or? No? Okay. Any other amendments?
I move that we adopt the amendments as amended. I mean, we adopt the minutes as amended.
Do we have a second for that?
That was kind of my motion.
I thought you were just
adopt the minutes as amended with the also deletion of the.
I thought you were just moving the amendments. Okay.
No. Okay. Adopt the minutes as amended with deleting the statement testimony.
Yeah.
The word testimony.
Okay. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay. The minutes are approved as amended. All right, our next order of business is I thought we would kind of revisit our discussion regarding that we started last meeting regarding the opposition statement. I thought maybe we'd start with having maybe an update from you, Mary. Some of you may know that there was a conversation that maybe I'll just let you share kind of what happened, but there was a one of the assistant commissioners, Kurt Kudelsik. Had a conversation with OH and Secretary of State, and so I want Mary to.
Sure. So after the meeting our last meeting, I had a chance to sit down and brief what was to be our legislative director, Greta, as well as Kurt Kudelka, our assistant commissioner. Greta couldn't make it. She had the flu. So my boss and I sat down with Kirk and just kind of explained what's been going on with the work group, our progress to date, where we're at, the working on the draft report, and then some of the motions that have been introduced to be included in the report. And so my goal there was to just get the picture from my agency leads, their opinion on some of these additional opinions that are specifically from Secretary of State's office and Office of Administrative Hearing. What was our position that our agency wanted me to convey to the work group about those? And so Kirk took a look at the two statements. They were both in the January 3rd minutes. And I talked about the group was had been working very hard to come to consensus to prepare a neutral report. He had reiterated that back to me what I knew to be the case, that it was not up to us to determine whether or not the project should be funded. That was up to the legislature to decide on funding if and when they're ready. If there is additional public input that needs to happen, that could be the case. The legislature would consider that input and then decide on what they want to do with this project, funded or not. Keeping in mind, they would have the information that they asked for in this report. And so Kirk had indicated to me that, yes, the desire was to have a neutral report and not have to have dissenting opinions. Could we get there? And I said, I don't know at this point. And so he had suggested to me then that he thought it would be helpful for him to have a conversation with Judge Poost and with Bert, which happened on Friday. And he also, Kirk also indicated that perhaps more time was needed for the work group to just review what's in the report and, again, try to work towards consensus. I had indicated to him that the report was going to go to the revisor office, and the revisor office would be submitting the report to the legislature. I do recall the discussion, I forgot which meeting it was, that Justine, your office would be submitting the report on the behalf of the work group, but because I didn't find that in the minutes, I thought, well, I know we discussed it, but I didn't know if that was the case, but just in case it wasn't, do we need more time? And so Kirk also called the revisor's office. I believe he ultimately ended up talking with Cindy last Friday to see if we could get a little more time just to give the work group the extra time it needed to go through the report and see if we could solve everything. And so that's what happened last week at my office. That's we do have some thoughts on what is in the report that was sent out today, and when we're ready, I can share those as well.
Given that, do you want to share your thoughts or an update on how that conversation went?
Well, there certainly was a conversation. On the call were Mr. Kudelka, Chief Judge Poost, myself, and Julie Strother, Deputy Secretary of State. You know, we certainly understood what Assistant Commissioner Kudelka's goals were. And I will simply say, as noted in the minutes we just passed, and we made that clear on the call, we tried. If you look at the first suggested set of language that we proposed, that would have been sufficient for our office, but it was rejected by the group. So that's why we got to the next paragraph, which was passed. So I guess we're going to have to see what happens at this meeting to, well, you know, as somebody said, we have to pass the bill first to see what's in it. And we have to figure out what the answer of this group is going to be before I can tell you whether or not this phone call, which did occur and went on for about 45 minutes, is going to have an impact. And I certainly can't speak for OAH. I mean, they have to speak for themselves.
Yeah. Bert, so just so that we're all clear, currently there isn't any kind of possible change in your office's position or the language that was passed last week.
What do you mean by that?
Based on the conversation.
Am I going to make a motion?
No, based on the
other
conversation.
Other people are going to make motions.
I didn't know if you were going to come to the meeting with a different position.
No, we don't have anything new, but other people around the table might. Okay. And so we're going to have to see what happens with this group in order to see what our response will be.
Okay. Wendy?
Well, with that in mind, if I had prepared some proposed language for a counter statement, I suppose the first thing we could, and I'm going to pass that out, here's a copy for public review. This is language that I had emailed previously. And I'll just read it. This was assuming that the language of the Secretary of State would be included, saying the proposed language that I have is the majority, that the, I should say, the Commissioner of Labor and Industry has approved this language. The majority of the working group did not take a position on whether or not the MARS system should be funded. The legislature did not request or authorize the working group to provide any such recommendation. It is up to the legislature to determine if and when the system should be funded after considering the advantages of the system, the cost, and the funding options. So one question I have is if that were to be rephrased, and perhaps I should do this as a motion, instead of saying the majority of the working group, we could just say the working group did not take a position. And so I would make a motion that if that the statement regarding the dissenting members, if that's deleted, and instead we insert the following language. The working group did not take a position on whether or not the MARS system should be funded, and the rest of it would be the same as what's printed here. Was that a motion that Secretary of State would support?
I don't know if we would support it, but we don't have the votes. We have one vote. So.
Well, I'm making the motion.
You need to do what you're going to do. Right.
I'm making the motion that we include, if the Secretary of State and Office of Administrative Hearings are willing to drop the dissenting language, that we insert the following instead. The working group did not take a position on whether or not the MARS system should be funded. The legislature did not request or authorize the working group to provide any such recommendation. It is up to the legislature to determine if and when the system should be funded after considering the advantages of the system, the cost, and the funding options.
Bert? Now I'm confused. In the first iteration of your motion, you said, as I understood it, that the motion was to delete the language that was passed at the last meeting and to insert this revised language.
Yes.
Okay, so that's your motion.
Well, what I was trying to find out is if that would be acceptable to the Secretary of State.
I only have one vote. There are eight people here.
Right, but I can still.
You need to make the motion you're going to make.
All right. Then I will make the motion that the language regarding the dissenting members be deleted and the language I just be proposed be inserted in its stead.
Do we have any further discussion, Patricia?
Well, first you need a second.
Do we have a second?
I had a question before I could second.
First you have to have the second before you can ask a question.
Yeah.
Second.
Thank you.
Can we just locate the language that would be removed in the draft?
Sure, it's in the very
page
end.
It's on page 19.
So that would be the summary. Third paragraph of the summary of working group funding mechanism option findings?
Yes, I believe so.
So if we're into discussion, then I suppose If this motion passes, then at the next and final meeting, if the Office of Administrative Hearings or Secretary of State wants to add something dissenting back in, that would certainly be an option.
Patricia?
Okay. Well, I understand what your motion is, and I understand the thought behind it, and I also understand what the Secretary of State's position is. I would like to step back and look at this report before we get into that particular decision. I would like us to step back and look at this draft, which is significantly different than the draft we were looking at 2 weeks ago. And and look to see whether this report itself is clear that we haven't taken a position. Because my concern is that with these splintering statements, it really weakens the report that we've all worked so hard to put together. And looking at this draft, I believe that we have accomplished the main aims. I mean, I think there's still some changes we need to make, but I think overall it accomplishes what we've come to see as the need, which is to have a neutral statement. A neutral report on the issue of whether it should go forward or not. My concern about having something that so blatantly says we don't take a position is that casts a negative light on our report and makes us look less positive than I would like for us to look. And I'd prefer not to have anything dissenting because, you know, we have the Office of Administrative Hearings made extensive changes to this. And I would hope that maybe the Secretary of State could see that what we have doesn't promote or oppose going forward. But we've accomplished what the legislature asks. That I guess that's my main thing is if we could look at this report to see if we've accomplished that before we get into deciding whether we're going to add on things that I think will be received that will cast a negative light on this group. So,
right, Bert.
So since we have a motion on the floor, we can't really take up anything that's other than the motion on the floor, such as a more global review. We'd either have to deal with the motion or have it withdrawn, but it sounds like you're opposed not only to the motion, but to the language in the motion.
Correct.
Okay. And so you think that it should not be a neutral...
No, I think that our report, I want us to determine whether we have accomplished what we wanted to do in making a neutral report. Does this draft, the January 16th draft, have we got where we want to go as a group collectively? Do we have consensus that this draft is, in fact, neutral on the subject of whether...
My reading, if I may follow up, my reading of your email, Wendy, was that no, it's not neutral. It's positive in a number of places, and that some language needed to be stricken. Is that an accurate reading of your prior email?
Wendy, okay. First, before answering your question, I'm just going by the agenda order. The agenda item number 3 says revisit opposition statement conversation. Agenda item 5 is discussion of final draft report. Now, if you're requesting that the agenda be changed after the motion was made, you know, I can withdraw the motion for the time being and we can reorder the agenda. But the discussion of the final report is not where we are on the agenda.
I think it was more about having a discussion that's related to the different statements that have been proposed and discussed. Maybe what we should do is withdraw the motion for now, look at the draft and see if we can answer the question if the current draft that I sent out this morning changes at all the position of the Secretary of State. We don't know about OAH because they're not here, and or anything that Wendy had brought up in her email, and then we can revisit the motion and either make it again and have any other discussion.
And I will say, to answer your question, the specific statements that I had quoted in my email were removed or do not appear in
the draft. Okay, so you're just saying that's from the prior draft.
The quote from my email was from a prior draft.
Okay.
It doesn't mean there's, you know, we can go over this draft and see if there's anything else that needs to be modified. That's a different question. But certainly what I quoted in my email,
okay. It
was removed.
Then maybe I should speak to this motion.
Okay.
So we have a motion on the table we have to vote on.
No, I did not say that.
No.
I said that I could withdraw it.
Oh.
I would be willing to withdraw it if you wanted to discuss the final report first. That's what I said.
Let's do that.
Okay, I did
made
not
the agenda
that
with
was
the...
what your attention was. Okay, that's fine.
So if the person who seconded, Beth, are you willing to delay this?
Sure.
Then let's at least temporarily withdraw the motion and we can revisit it later.
Okay. So the motion has been withdrawn for now. So let's hopped on a few items on the agenda because that order might make more sense. I know that you just received this draft this morning. I don't know how many of you have had a chance to look at it, but the difference between this draft and the one that I sent out accidentally on Friday is that this draft incorporates, the one that went out on Friday incorporated edits I received from Patricia, Beth, and Jody, and then I had not yet received edits from Wendy and Tammy that I was going to work into the draft, and those are incorporated in this draft almost in their entirety. So my hope was that the draft that went out today is much more of a neutral language, much more of a neutral position. Things have been reorganized and presented in a way that I hope reflected that neutrality. However, there isn't a clear, you know, statement that says something like the working group took no position. If you're looking for something like that, that is not in this draft. So I guess, Bert, maybe I'll specifically ask, if you don't mind, if you had any time to look it over or if it's something that we...
I didn't have a problem. This is not the issue that we're concerned about, whether it's neutral or not.
If the tone of the draft that was sent out this morning doesn't change your position, okay, I think that's what we're looking to find out.
I'm waiting to see what happens with Wendy's previous motion.
Okay.
I don't have any problem with the rest of the report.
So the draft that went out this morning doesn't overcome any of the concerns that your office had with the cost or anything like that?
No, not really.
Okay.
I mean, because the cost is what the cost is.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, that's something that I mean, and certainly OAH is not here. I absolutely cannot speak for them.
Right.
They have to speak for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But they had somewhat different concerns than OSS had. Okay.
Okay.
So the body of the report is not a problem in my eyes.
Okay. So you're...
We're waiting to see what happens with Wendy's motion.
So as the report currently is, your office would still feel strongly that you would like to include the statement that we had made a motion on before to include?
Yes.
Okay. So, and
the printed document that you sent this morning, or the...
Yes.
Electronic document.
Yes. Wendy?
So, Justine, how do you want to handle proposed edits to the document you sent this morning?
If you have them handwritten, you can give them to me here. If you prefer to send them to me digitally, I'm open to either way.
Okay, because that does affect our conversation regarding neutrality. That's what I'm saying.
I can make some right now if we want to have a conversation, if we want to continue that right now. Or if others want to see any potential edits that impact neutrality. It sounds like whatever neutrality-related edits we might make likely wouldn't change your position from your office, or...
We're waiting to see what happens with Wendy's motion.
Okay.
There's no motion on the table now, Bert.
Well, your former motion.
It's not on the table.
Okay, well... then our position doesn't change.
Okay. Given Patricia?
Well, perhaps it would be useful to go through and see if people have substantive, you know, I've got some minor editorial kinds of, you know, little housekeeping kinds of things,
sure,
to suggest that I don't think we need to all discuss,
yeah,
but if there are some things that we might want to identify that whether we need to have additional conversation on. So would that be a good place to start?
Sure. And all edits, minor or substantial, are welcome.
Before we start with the editing, I'm okay with the editing process right here, but before we talk about edits later, have we determined that we're not going to conclude today?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's...
Because if we're going to conclude today, we have to vote on the report today.
No, we're not. I don't think that's
okay.
Realistic. I think we'll hopefully conclude at the next meeting on the 25th.
All right. Thank you.
Wendy or
Beth? I kind of agree with the direction that Patricia was going in, that I think we'd be better off just addressing substantive edits today and not housekeeping edits, because for any interest of time.
Yep, definitely. Patricia, do you want to start if you had anything substantial, and we can maybe go section by section and have everyone,
yeah,
page by page?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't have anything until page 6.
Same
so
with me, page 6.
And the paragraph under administrative rulemaking, the third paragraph that starts in January 2015, the Office of Administrative Hearings implemented an electronic filing system. That paragraph, I think we need some clarification because I don't exactly understand the second sentence where it says, since 2015, all state agency rulemaking proceedings submitted to the Office of Administrative Hearings have been e-filed, that's clear, and maintained in digital form. And I'm not aware of OAH maintaining full rulemaking records at the Office of Administrative Hearings. So I think that maybe this is needs some clarification, which I'm not equipped to do, but that's my...
And the other clarification is that I believe that that's not accessible to the public. They may be their own digital records that they maintain for their records, but not available to the public, which would be a major important distinction to make here.
And doesn't have the same kind of security that the reviser site that we're talking about would have. So anyway.
In that same paragraph, too, I thought the cost of the system was a distraction because it doesn't really matter how much it costs per year or to create it, so I thought we should take that out.
Okay. I'm wondering if maybe the whole paragraph needs to go.
Well, I thought it was helpful because to me it told me that we're already creating digital records of everything that I thought it was helpful to show that. Yeah, everything is already digitized anyway. But I liked what you said about how they are not willing to store it for us. So essentially, they only have it during the active rulemaking, and then they either give it back or they get rid of it, is my understanding.
I think clarifying with OAH that were they intending to mean that they're e-filed and maintained in digital form during open rulemaking proceedings, and then the only thing that's available to the public after the fact is any orders drafted by the judge or particular documents that come from OAH. Everything else is then sent back to the agency.
Yeah, accessible. Yeah.
I can rework that and follow up with Denise and Judge Poost.
And I think it's important to get the money out of there because their system is not ours, but when they say that it only costs $10,000, it makes people wonder, well, why does this cost so much? Yeah. So that's why I didn't like the money in there.
Yeah, I agree. That's a very good point.
Indeed. Also on page 6, I believe the sentence at the top of the page that begins ultimately needs to be stricken. It says the group is suggesting a direct appropriation. I don't think that was a conclusion by this group.
Good catch. I agree.
I have one more thing at the last sentence in administrative rulemaking. When I did the cost of use, I calculated out the average, and it was 66 per year. And so then I have a suggestion later on in the footnote where here it says approximately 70.
Are we talking about the cost? Because I wanted to follow up.
Yeah, here. Okay. So the sentence that goes with footnote 4, it says, there's approximately 70 per year. But when I calculated out, I came up with 66, if that makes a difference. I mean, 70 is a better, nicer, rounder number, but the number's based on 66.
Okay.
And I was wondering if there could be, like, state agencies in total. Because it isn't, I think we're saying that an average... Mm-hmm. In the entire state, there's 70.
In aggregate or something.
Yes, exactly.
So saying...
All state agencies commence a total of approximately, or an aggregate of approximately 66 new rulemaking proceedings annually.
I think total is a better word since it's plain language, but...
Yeah, so all state agencies commence a total of approximately 66 new rulemaking proceedings annually. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
maybe even better if we left out the all and just say state agencies in total commence. Because if you say all, I still think maybe there's a possibility that all agencies do 70 each.
Okay.
Or 66 each.
Okay. Then flipping through here.
For any other edits to that section since we're on it? No. Okay.
Then I have page 7. Does anybody else?
And just before we jump into that, if you don't mind, Wendy, I had a conversation with Paul about what sort of nomenclature he wanted to use or not use. And he suggested that he wanted, a reference to where the beta system language came from, but that the current system would be called the MARS system, and that the previous system would be, we would refer to the pilot project as the pilot project, and that would kind of simplify it, and we wouldn't have multiple iterations of trying to be as consistent as we could to what they used in their report, knowing that they used more names than we are using. So that's where that decision came from. Go ahead.
Okay, so the second paragraph on page 7, I think the first sentence just is a repeat of what we had two sentences before that says, today the MARS system still operates and rulemaking professionals and the public use it regularly. The MARS system in its beta form continues to be used today. That's the same thing. So I would take out that first sentence. Then I don't.
The one that says today?
The MARS system in its beta form continues to be used today. Because really then the statistics follow on to how it's being used. And I don't understand why we quote this paragraph from the administrative law desk book. I don't remember us discussing that in our meetings at all, and it's already described in the above paragraphs. I don't recall us referring to the administrative law desk book for anything in our meetings, and I don't see why we have it here.
That was language that Judge Puce had suggested, I think, because it referenced the system that was being created.
I think that it was put in there, and I am guessing on Judge Puce's intent, but it's a characterization that would make it seem as though the beta system is absolutely adequate for all needs. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that's a proper source for that conclusion, because that's not a source that would have any specific information on that. So I agree with that it should be stricken, taken out.
So the paragraph and the insert leading up to it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I would.
What we do have in there is, I know that this is something we had talked about before, the number of documents that is included in the MERS system. That might be something.
By the way, I just have to say, and pardon me for interrupting, the paragraph that is in Judge Pust's comments is not the paragraph that's in this
correct
draft.
I was unable to find the citation she was talking about, and so I followed up with her, and she had somehow had old language in her original draft.
Right, okay.
It with the...
So she did propose what's in...
Yes, I have an email from her where she...
Okay. Thank you.
So sure. In terms of the numbers you're referring to, let me just take what I had in mind, and then you can change it, but... So if we delete the first sentence of that paragraph, then it continues with, according to the advisor's website, blah, blah, blah. And then up through the text accompanying footnote 7 and include footnote 7, and then strike, according to the recently republished, and from there on. And that way, if we want to have the numbers, that way we would have the numbers as part of the report.
Okay. So, Wendy, I thought you were striking the next to last sentence in the previous paragraph and leaving that first sentence in place.
The other way around.
The other way around?
The other way around. So my recommendation was to strike the first sentence, but I'm sorry if I was confusing, because I think it does repeat the next.
It does repeat. One. That was one of the things I had flagged, but I wasn't going to bring up. But anyway, so.
The second paragraph would begin with, according to the reviser's website, and then it would end at footnote 7, we decide to keep that in there.
Very good.
And those numbers came from what's on the reviser's beta system webpage right now, and numbers that Paul had his staff combine that Melissa gave me.
I just think those numbers lead in well to the top of page 8, looking ahead, and then you're estimating the number of rulemaking documents. So to me, it's a natural flow.
Okay. So we would pull that next sentence up and combine it with the paragraph about the other numbers.
Then on on page 8, under B, and the 6th line, the sentence says, the hope was. I think that we should use a different word other than hope.
The goal?
Yeah, I think goal was better.
I have a comment that goes back to prior to B, the very first sentence on the top of page 8, looking ahead, the revisor's office estimates that the proposed MARS system would need to account for approximately 1,140 rulemaking-related documents added to it per year. I don't think it's clear that that's above and beyond. In other words, in the discussion I had with you, Justine, I was suggesting that we indicate how many more documents the MARS system would have above and beyond what would have been collected under the BETA system.
So you're saying instead of to account, it would be add approximately 1,140 rulemaking-related documents per year?
Maybe we need to move the reference to the per year earlier in the sentence, or?
Maybe we just flag that for revising.
Yeah, good idea.
We'll just flag that. That needs fixing. Identified as a thing to fix. Okay. Okay, then I've got, and then where at the end of B and where MARS working group starts, we have another thing where sentences seem to be redundant. Okay, so the sentence reads, the MARS pilot project was not funded during the 2017 legislative session. A legislative working group was created, and I think that two should be deleted, to continue the work supporting MARS, the MARS pilot project. But then the next sentence is, after the heading, it says, following the completion of the MARS pilot project in January of 2017, the legislature established the MARS working group. So I don't think we need to have that stated in two places, unless I'm missing something.
Just removing the last sentence of the section before, because I think we want the topic sentence lead.
Yes, I agree. If we remove the sentence, a legislative working group was created. That's good.
Okay. All right.
Do we want to pull down the piece about the legislative working group continuing the work to support the MARS pilot project, or we think just stating that the legislature establish the working group following the pilot project.
I think it's fine.
Okay.
I think that's adequate. Then when we get to the next page, we have a lot of data that it kind of looks cluttered to me. And I'm just thinking that we could save some. Does it really matter to have our official or unofficial titles listed here if we just left our names and our agencies and what we're representing and take off the titles? I think that would make that page less verbose.
Or just list it. If you're looking at just visually.
Yeah, don't use a table.
Yeah, okay. Just list Burt Black, legal advisor, office, you know.
Or you could have it as an appendix.
Right.
Appendix would be good, too.
Yeah, let's put it in the appendix.
Okay, sounds good.
I also think it says the MARS group was comprised of the following 9 members as required, which makes it look like these specific people were required. Mm-hmm. And I think that it carries more weight and authority if, rather than just saying agency entity, we say appointing authority, commissioner of transportation, commissioner of blah, 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 board of cosmetology. Because then it shows that even though there was an appointee, there was an authority appointing them that has persuasive
right.
authority.
And that's what the language says, appointed by the appropriate commissioner. So
okay.
So do we want to leave in the professional titles? I'll move it to the appendix. How about that? It'll just shorten the report and make it cleaner. And if they really want to see who's on it, mm-hmm. they can go look.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a good solution, yeah. Justine.
So it's if we good. Just leave it in table form in the appendix, is that
yeah.
fine?
Yeah.
Sure.
And do we want to remove the professional titles then, or just leave the titles in?
I'd leave it in. I don't think it really is extra lines.
Okay, but I will change the agency entity to say appointing authority. And
I would move that column to be the first column.
Okay.
Okay. Then on page 10, the third paragraph, we've got a versus that's abbreviated there. That's really tiny.
Yeah. I've got other little tiny stuff I thought we'd just talk.
Sure.
We're going to send you those.
Yeah. But then on page 11.
Before you That first paragraph on page 10, if you're moving the page 9 to an appendix, that should be moved to an appendix.
The first paragraph on page 10?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
I mean, because that's all of the same.
Correct.
Who did this?
Good catch. Okay. So, then on page 11, this is more substantive. Is the paragraph in the middle of the three paragraphs before you get to that italicized subheading, it says, where it starts the subgroup, and then we get to need and nice to have or future capabilities. I was thinking that nice to have looks kind of cavalier for our group, so I was thinking that is there any real need to use nice to have, or could we say options for future capabilities or something like that?
I agree. That's a little informal.
While we're changing that, I think it should also be needed for one, just like three is not needed.
Okay.
Okay. So options for future capabilities,
yes,
or sophistication the working group wanted to preserve?
Yeah. There okay. we go. Okay, then on 12, this is small, but I think it's worth discussing. Under proactive engagement, the second paragraph, it says the proposed MARS system would initially include only public information. And I think that after we dropped out those functions that we decided were not needed, doesn't initially go away too? Won't the system be all public?
And I think wasn't there an option down the road if we wanted to have, I was thinking of things like communication with the governor's office, were we preserving the option to maybe use the system as a way to facilitate that conversation?
I thought we had decided
to rule
that out.
Or was that completely gone?
Yeah, I think that was,
okay.
Yeah, my recollection is okay. We decided to eliminate that altogether. Okay.
That same paragraph while we're there,
I
don't understand the sentence. This data would be presented with relevance and presentation in mind. I think that's doesn't convey any information to me. I'd just delete it.
Yep, I agree. There's some other stuff on page 13 that we don't all need to talk about. Same with 14. 14,
I have some changes.
Okay.
At the end of the first paragraph, establishing that an appropriation is a viable funding option, I will put period after that, and would support the PUP because we're not any funding option, if it's funded, it's going to support whatever the goals are of the system, would support the public policy goals of improving blah, 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 blah. That's not just, I think that's unnecessary language. And seems to be advocating for appropriation.
So strike everything from and to the end of the sentence?
From and would support to the end of the sentence, I would strike that.
Yeah, I would certainly take it out there. I'm wondering if it's worth re-emphasizing the improving access part.
I think that's in the, isn't that in the?
Yeah, I'm thinking that it's worth reinforcing. Maybe not here, but I think it's worth making sure, let's just reserve that.
Check where else it is.
See that we have it in there, you know, because that's what our work group is really all about. So, but I agree with Wendy, it doesn't need to be right here.
Then in the Odyssey funding option, the end of the first paragraph, I think this is an inaccurate statement. None of the agencies represented in the MARS working group sought agency approval for this funding option at this time. Mm-hmm. I think that's a not accurate.
Agreed. So just strike it completely?
Yes.
Yeah. An note on the Odyssey funding, I have sent this section to John Eichten and his team for review again. Let him know that that's been removed.
Then the only other substantive thing that I have is our ultimate question is that our two sentences at the end of the summary of the working group, just before conclusion. So
I guess I have a cleanup on page 17 that I think you wanted to note for the footnote 23.
Mm-hmm.
It should be, it was, the figure was derived from dividing the estimated cost of the initial build, not the maintenance.
Okay, so take out and maintenance.
Yep. Of the proposed MARS system by the average number of rulemakings opened per year.
So instead of approximately, say by the average number?
Yeah, and
66 times 20 is 1,320,000, which is about what the cost of building is.
Yeah, so it was by the average number of rulemakings opened per year.
Okay. Mm. So, and then striking 70 agencies and entities.
Yeah, strike approximately 70 agencies. Yeah, the rest of the sentence. Yep, exactly.
So the figure was derived from dividing the estimated cost of the initial build of the proposed MARS system by the average number of rulemakings open per year.
Yeah.
So that was, it was 66 times estimated cost.
Yeah, just right. Of the initial build, not the build plus the maintenance.
Okay. So is that cost per use, do you think, accurate, the 20,000?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's a little less.
Yeah.
But it's pretty, it's like 19.
I remember doing the math.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Would it still be accurate, though, considering that it doesn't include maintenance costs?
Yeah, because I did it based on the just the initial build cost. That one is, but then there's another paragraph later on about where I just used the maintenance cost and divided that out.
Why don't we put, if the cost of building the proposed MARS system were assessed, then that would be
good.
The text.
Yep.
The cost of building the proposed MARS system were assessed.
Okay.
I also have some things on page 17. I didn't understand this. This is third paragraph in the end. The MARS working group also noted that one agency is required to pursue more rule breakings than other agencies. Are you talking about DNR?
Yeah.
Because if so, then we want to say DNR, or we can say, because I was thinking, well, we're required to do a lot more also than a lot of other agencies. We could say the MARS working group also noted that some agencies are required to pursue more rulemakings than other agencies.
Yeah, that would be better, because I had the chart in there first that showed, and I just felt that DNR would be very upset if everyone saw how many actual rulemakings they did per year. But you're right, you guys were second.
Lucky us.
I was going to raise that same concern. Maybe we should neutralize it.
Yeah, so I like that a lot.
I'm sorry, where is that language?
Page 17.
Under a fee per use.
So we would then also change it to these agencies.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
These agencies
would bear the majority of the cost.
Exactly.
When we're ready, I do have some on page 19.
Anything else on 17 or 18?
Okay, by statute, this group terminates on February 1st, 2018, or whenever the report is submitted, whichever is sooner. So we cannot have the statement. The second paragraph under summary of working group funding mechanism option findings.
Where are you?
Page 19.
Sorry.
Under summary of working group, second paragraph. Read the last sentence.
I see.
We're committed to continue to assist. We don't exist. We can't commit to anything.
Don't you believe in zombies?
We're
apocalypse.
So, and also I was going to, then from this first sentence of the same paragraph, I would take out the 2018 legislature, because they don't even reconvene until February 20th. So when we submit it February 1st, are we submitting it to the 2018 legislature? I don't even know. Bert probably knows.
It's the whatever session of the Minnesota legislature.
Let's just say
biennial session.
To provide the Minnesota legislature with the most current.
Okay. I asked our government relations guy the same question.
Okay. Then, in the conclusion, at the end of the conclusion, where it talks about future needs and expansion in mind, it then, and would increase, we got this additional sentence, and would increase efficiency and consistency by providing the level of robustness and security appropriate. I would just end it, the system would be built with future needs and expansion in mind, period, because we already talk about support the primary benefits of government, should be government transparency, no comma, of the rulemaking process and public access to rulemaking information. In addition, the system would put proactive engagement methods in place to provide timely, relevant rule information to all. Mm-hmm. The system would be built with future needs and expansion in mind. Needs, I put, and expansion in mind, period. I think the rest of that, I would delete the rest of that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and I can take a quick look, too, to see if some of those, I guess, buzzwords like security and
permanent repository
would be better suited elsewhere.
Yeah, I think we want to. I think we want to work into this report that one of the reasons this is so expensive is because of the security. We're the level that it has to be built at. It's not the same as something that's more ephemeral. So, I think that Wendy's suggestion is a good one. So.
And not knowing what other edits are coming back my way, the way I, based on suggestions that Suzanne had made at the last meeting, about really being clear about which system we're talking about when, that when we're talking about the system that we have been looking at, we're going to say the proposed system, and then anything without the word proposed is referring to a previous system or the pilot project. So that was the way we... So if any of that isn't clear, that was one of the global changes that we had discussed. So, and then again, if there's any other language that you feel impacts neutrality, you know, send that my way too. Those are kind of the big global changes. The appendices are essentially the documents that we've all looked at and reviewed. So I don't think there's any need for you to take a look at those. If you could send me any of your minor edits, either give them to me or send them to me by Thursday, end of the day, that would be great so that I can get an updated draft out on Friday afternoon. Ideally, if you could send it to me by noon, that would be great and I could get it out on Thursday. So you'd have some time on Friday to look at it.
When's our next meeting is until the 25th, right?
Yeah, that's currently scheduled. So.
Well, let's see. This says the 26th. Thursday the 26th.
It's a Thursday. It is a Thursday. Let me see.
25th.
Yeah, 26th is not.
Yeah, the date is wrong.
I apologize. Yep, it's the 25th. Okay. Other global changes we had talked about last week. That if you notice the will versus the would, I tried to change those all to impact the tone, and then really clarifying who our audience is. I think this is greatly improved. I think everything else we've addressed, so okay. Thank you for taking the time to do that. I don't lose that draft. Does that, if you give me your edits by noon, do individuals in the group feel that they would have ample time to bring any kind of final draft that they would need to agency leadership of sorts, and then have reviewed it and circulate any remaining concerns prior to our next meeting? Is that, I know some of you have been doing that on the 25th, which would still give us a little bit of time. Okay. All right, let's go back to our agenda. Okay, so let's go back up to our discussion of the opposition statement and the counterbalancing statement we were discussing. So we currently still have a motion that we agreed on to include the opposition statement. And Wendy, you made a motion.
I withdrew a motion, so there's no motion on the table. So I would ask whether the Secretary of State still supports the statement that is in the work group? Obviously, you can't speak for Office of Administrative Hearings, but the statement that's in the report, the working group report, referring to dissent.
Well, given the current text as amended here at the table, yes.
Okay. Then what I would propose is that the language as printed in what I circulated, proposed language, I would propose simply adding this language. The majority of the working group did not take a position on whether or not the MARS system should be funded. The legislature did not request or authorize the working group to provide any such recommendation. It is up to the legislature to determine if and when the system should be funded after considering the advantages of the system, the cost, and the funding options.
Did you want the words majority of the still in there? We had briefly discussed taking that out. Nope. Okay.
Leave it in. Just leave it as printed. Now, I would, if there was a friendly amendment to change, which we say it were not the proposed MARS project. I don't know the terminology that's being used in the report. Whether or not
the proposed MARS system.
The proposed MARS system. I would change it to that then, to be consistent with the language in the current version of the report. So I would make a motion to include that as a counterbalancing statement to counterbalance the dissenting statement.
Okay, so this is a different motion.
It's a different motion.
Mm-hmm. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, any discussion?
So I guess this is what I'm thinking, is that I understand what you've said, Patricia, about not wanting anything in there, because if you have something in there saying we didn't talk about it, it really highlights the fact, you know, to me it's like you're protesting too much. So that would be my number one position. But right now we have this dissenting language in there, and if you have dissenting language in there, you need something to counterbalance that. And so that's why at this point where we are now with this dissenting language, I would support the counterbalancing language, because I think to have nothing in there goes too far the other way.
Yeah.
Patricia?
Well, and I think that that's, I understand that too, but I think that it isn't clear from what we're talking about, really. To me, the agencies pulling together would mean that we wouldn't put anything in there. Office of Administrative Hearings, Secretary of State, those are completely separate from the executive branch. Not completely separate, but you know what I mean.
We don't work for the governor.
Yeah. Well, the Office of Administrative Hearings does.
Yeah.
But the point is, but they're not a cabinet agency, and they aren't a board, a licensing board. So to me, and I don't want to overemphasize this, to me, we're better off letting the Office of Administrative Hearings and the Secretary of State's office have their statement. I just want to go back and look at that language that we had before Bert's first.
It's in the minutes.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. No, I don't see that as an improvement. So, so I would say that having leaving those two sentences in there from the Secretary of State's office and the Office of Administrative Hearing are not reflective of the agencies. And if we leave it alone, then I think that better honors the work that we've done. And we just let it out there. And yep, we have these two statements in there. Yep. They're in there. So. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I thought the group already decided, because we've passed the meeting minutes as amended. So at the last meeting, the group decided to add a two-sentence counter statement. I admit, this is three sentences, not two sentences. Perhaps someone else has a better two-sentence counter statement to offer, but the group already decided at the last meeting to add a counter statement. This is what our commissioner has approved, and that's why I am proposing it. I think it is simply is a statement of neutrality and a statement of what the law is.
Patricia, I'll just say first that we did vote on that and then had a discussion about circulating language, and then there was a decision that that wasn't something that wanted to include, so perhaps we need to rescind that motion or vote to and decide. I don't know if we have to decide that first before we decide if we want to.
Well, let me just ask, was that a discussion that was after the meeting had been adjourned, Justine? Because that Suzanne was not involved in any such discussion.
Yes,
if it was after the meeting has adjourned, it violated the open meeting law for a decision to be made as after the meeting was adjourned. So
open meeting law only applies when you have a quorum involved in the discussion.
Exactly, and the chair just said a decision was made not to include it.
It wasn't made at that meeting. I was at in the room.
Decision.
I didn't hear it in the room.
It wasn't made at the meeting.
I was there until quite late in the room.
Okay, so there was no decision that was contrary to the minutes. The minutes motion passed.
I wasn't part of that decision.
There was a discussion later that maybe we would want to raise at the next meeting the possibility of eliminating a counterbalancing statement. I think there should be a counterbalancing statement.
So you're correct, Wendy, that when I said a decision was made, I did not mean a decision was made in the meeting. The decision made in the meeting was to have a two-sentence counter statement. And then there was discussion following the meeting that maybe not.
Well,
so
I think,
we have.
Well, it seems to me that to say a decision was made sounds too official.
Right.
I mean, the idea was that there would be that some kind of language would be floated among the group to look at, and nobody did it.
I did. I floated this language. I emailed this to everyone last week. In your email, you had this language.
Well, it's possible. Last week was not the week for me to catch everything in my email. So if I missed it, I apologize. But I did not see that was in there.
Did anyone else get this language?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yes.
We talked about it earlier when you were discussing it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I think we can still
based on
take
the email. Sorry.
No, it's okay. Beth?
I also think that one thing that is sort of inferred but hasn't been discussed, and I think it needs to be discussed because of a conversation with one other person that I had, I think we need to figure out whether, when we say the majority of the working group, is each representative of their agency or of the health licensing boards or whatever we are, are we taking a position? Is the commissioner of the agency taking a position? Or is it just the working group member, which wouldn't necessarily bind the agency?
Wendy?
The statute says a representative of the Department of Labor and Industry, a representative of the Department of Transportation, as designated. So the commissioner designated me as the representative. I speak for the commissioner of the Department of Labor and Industry. I believe that if you are a representative of the agency, and the legislation says you're a representative of the agency, then you are taking a position on behalf of the head of the agency. And if the head of the agency says, that's okay, whatever you decide is fine with me, then they're designating you to make that decision. If you in this particular case, I ran the language past the commissioner who agreed that this is the language that I should propose.
Okay, I have no difference with that. I just think that needed clarification.
I think that's different, though, for Rebecca and me and
yes.
Justine, because we were appointed by the IRC.
Right.
And I can't speak for all the non-health-related boards. So
I think
agree. We have a mixture of, help me out, delegation or authority? Yeah, mm-hmm. On the board.
Yeah, let me clarify. The ones who are speaking for their agency, I would say, are Department of Labor Industry Representative, Department of Health Representative, Pollution Control Agency Representative, Department of Transportation Representative. I think those were the ones that were, and Secretary of State Representative and Office of Administrative Hearings Representative, because those were entities specified in statute.
And health.
And health. I said that.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear.
Well, and this goes back to the law of principal and agent. And that's how we run things in Minnesota state government. All the authority is almost always given to the commissioner. And we are the agents of, except as noted, we are the agents of either the commissioner or the secretary of state or the chief judge. But we are their agents. except for Justine, who represents rulemakers, and Jody and Rebecca, who are, I was never quite clear on what, who you represented, but it's certainly not a single agency.
But it's been great to have you as part of this working group.
For Rebecca and Jody, do you feel that this language does not, like, encompass your representation? Is there some, I'm trying to think of how it could be modified to include kind of the different strands we have represented here. Rebecca?
I have a question about just bringing it a little bit ways back, and I apologize for having missed the previous meeting, but I'm wondering if the group agrees that the legislation that created the group here, working group, didn't ask or didn't authorize us to recommend anything about whether the system should be funded or not, if it's appropriate to revisit the whole idea of including dissenting reports, particularly if we've removed any language that perhaps inadvertently suggested that something should or shouldn't be funded. And maybe we're too far down the road, but that's what I'm kind of wondering. If we have a somewhat neutral report, then is there a need for anybody to dissent?
Right. I mean, it's my understanding that we all agree that that was not something that we were asked to take a position on, whether or not it, they didn't ask us whether or not it should or shouldn't be funded. But the question is, are we writing it in a way that makes it seem like we're taking a position and that we voted to have it be neutral in the report 2 meetings ago, I believe.
Yeah, so if it's neutral, and if mm-hmm. somebody thinks it isn't, they certainly could provide, say, this statement to me suggests something, mm-hmm. and the group could address it. But if it's neutral, then where's the dissent about whether something should or shouldn't be funded?
All right, well, I know, I mean, the only way to get this language out would be to make a motion to remove it, and that at least my conversations with Judge Poos, in which I believe she said at the last meeting, was that if this language was not included and, you know, some of her edits were not incorporated, that they would definitely be writing a minority report. Whether they'll do that anyway, we don't know. They might, but that's just one consideration. It might not have any bearing on our decision.
And perhaps that shouldn't change the...
So I think that played maybe partly into the discussion.
Yeah,
I was,
it's
just
complicated.
Just to clarify, that's why before I made the motion, mm-hmm. I asked Bert if any of the changes, based on the new report, if any of the changes made had changed the Secretary of State's attitude as to whether that dissent was needed, and he said no, it hadn't changed anything.
Right.
So I don't think we can, I would not be comfortable at this point, since Bert wants to leave the language in. We voted, or you, the working group voted at the last meeting,
right,
to put that language in. That's why I'm not going to make a motion at this point to remove that language. That's why my motion does not include that.
So I recognize I wasn't here at the very end of the meeting to vote on whether or not the language was included, but I just wanted to make clear that my agency's position is that, number one, that there not be dissenting language in the report. Number two, that the report remain neutral. And should the dissenting language stay in the report, then there should be a statement, and I don't know if it's a combination or some mix of these suggestions that have come from Wendy and from Bert, but that the legislature should determine whether or not the project should be funded, what funding priorities are, and what the level of support for the project may be. But again, our preference is that there is no dissension in the report.
And just to clarify, no dissension in that your agency's position is that there should be a clear statement that the legislature makes a determination whether or not it's funded and how. Is that what you're saying?
Because that is the case.
Okay.
That's that's what we know to be true. It's not up to us to make a decision about funding. It is up to the legislature, and I'm whether or not that is needed. I think if the dissent, if the dissension paragraph, the opposing paragraph stays in there, then yes, we would need to make it clear and say a clear counter statement. But again, the preference is that the opposition statement not be in there.
So I guess, go ahead. I was just going to say, so then the question in my mind is, does Wendy's proposed language accomplish what you would want? Because as of right now, Secretary of State wants the dissenting language.
I think to some degree it does, but we could group edit it, but I think I would bring it back to my agency to see if what we came up with was what we were thinking.
Bert?
Madam Chair, when we vote, I would request it.
Okay, meaning a show of hands. Mm-hmm. Okay. We don't want to rush the discussion, but we've been going for about an hour and 15 minutes, so would we like to take a break and then come back and vote? Or can we okay, let's take a 10-minute break, and then we'll come back and continue any further discussion and take a vote. Shall we restart? Okay, let's reconvene this meeting of the MARS Working Group. It is 3:24. Let's pick up and have any remaining or further discussion on the proposed motion before we take a vote.
I think it would be a good idea not to take a vote yet until we have time to go back to our respective agencies and get input from them.
On this proposed language?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do others want that opportunity?
I'll second that.
I guess that was a motion to table.
Motion to table.
That's what I was thinking.
Okay. Oh.
I will say that we have reviewed this in the office, so we're ready.
Okay. Patricia, do you feel like you need to do that with the language?
Well, I'm in favor of people having more opportunity to consider it within their agencies if they wish. I don't need it, but that's okay.
Okay.
So I think that Bert's correct in asking if this is a motion to table, because that seems like the appropriate action to me.
Knowing that we have one more meeting scheduled and that a final decision will need to be made at that meeting.
Well, in that case, I will, if Jody agrees, I will withdraw the motion, because then I'll see if there have been, if the, based on what happens between now and the next meeting, if there's any modification to the dissenting language. It sounds to me, based on what I've heard today, you don't think that OAH is going to want to change the dissenting language. Bert's Secretary of State is not going to want to change the dissenting language.
No, I didn't say that.
Okay. Let's wait and see if
I said I wasn't going to tell you.
You said you weren't what?
You weren't going to what?
I wasn't going to tell you right now.
Okay.
That I wanted to see what you did with this motion.
So if we table it, are you still not going to tell us?
I haven't taken any action on the motion yet.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I guess I have a question. I mean, sure, Steve, when you talked with the OAH, do you see anything there that they're not going to dissent?
Well, I mean, I can't speak for them. I did send them an email that said if there isn't going to be a representative, you know, we would like to have some clarity regarding your position following the conversation with Kirk, knowing that they weren't here. I didn't hear back before the meeting, so I don't know. I know that Tammy was wanted the dissenting language in that we voted on last time.
Mm-hmm.
And that she if voted. It's not in, she pretty sure I have written documentation from her that if it's not in there, they will be filing a minority report. So
okay.
Either way, they will be voicing their opinion. Tisha?
No, nothing
okay.
Further.
So I don't know anything further. So, mm-hmm.
Well, that helps what you said. So.
So Did you make a motion to withdraw?
Well, let's just go ahead and vote on the motion to table. I don't have any problem with tabling it, to give people a chance to go back. But I would request that if other, you know, I got this language out as soon as I could after reviewing the draft you sent out last week. I would ask that others also, if they have other language they want to propose, that they circulate it as soon as possible.
So that we can all come to the meeting on the 26th with...
The 25th.
25th, sorry.
With instructions.
Yes, with language that we will no longer need to vet with our agency leadership.
That's it. That's, mm-hmm. Unless we're going to have a meeting on, before midnight.
I'd like to not do that.
I am not coming to a meeting on the night of the 30th. That's off the table.
Can we just cover the clock? Like the legislature does.
My kid's birthday.
No, I mean on the first.
Yeah. On the 31st.
That's right. We do have till February 1st.
We do. Well, but there is some time that will be needed to put this together.
Right. So.
Yeah. Okay. Do we have a clear motion to table then? Not sure how the tabling works the same way as.
Motion to table is pretty simple.
Okay.
Move to table.
I think Mary. Moved to table, is that right? You made a motion to table it?
I seconded what I thought was your motion.
That was Pat made the motion to table.
I will make a motion. We'll clarify this to make it clear. Yes, I table that we. I move that we table this motion until our next meeting on Thursday, January 25th.
Do we have a second?
I second that.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Anyone opposed? Okay. So the next meeting, we will come with language that has been vetted and reviewed by any leadership that needs to review it. And that in the meantime, if there are amendments to this language or others, we can circulate it so that it can all be reviewed prior to that. Because that will be the day we take the vote. Okay.
Several votes.
Yes, I was going to say vote on all the things, but that seemed too informal. Where did my agenda go? So number six, among the things we tabled last time was a decision whether or not we wanted to run the draft by the governor's office. So maybe that's something we can make a decision on today. I guess sort of neutral on that. I don't feel that we really need to, but if others have strong opinions, I mean, they'll be able to view the report fairly quickly, and there's really nothing that they would, I don't know what kind of heads up it would really help if it really is a courtesy that they expect or is common. So, Bert?
I'll just say what I said last time. My problem with this is prior to. This is a legislative report, mm-hmm. Okay? And I realize other people, your work directly or indirectly for the governor. And I have the greatest respect for the governor, whom I have known for over 30 years. But it's a legislative report. If you wanted to send it to the governor's office at the same time that you submit it, I mean, when you mm-hmm. submit it, it's a public document.
Yep.
So I don't think that there's a problem with that, but I really don't know that you should submit it to somebody else in its final form. Mm-hmm. And I guess I would say, if you think you should, ask a couple of legislators how they feel about that.
Are we all basically in agreement that it's not necessary to send it to the governor's office prior? Patricia?
Yeah, I agree with Bert. I think that the as he's pointed out, prior to is maybe not the best way to say this, that we would submit it to the governor's office at the same time we submit it to the legislature. I think that will fulfill our executive branch duties and will head off any problems, because we certainly aren't going to go back and negotiate this. So.
Okay, so we'll submit it. My agency, who's going to do the submitting, will submit it to them at the same time. Okay.
Or does the revisor's office submit it to the legislature? Was that one of the?
I'm not sure. I can talk to Paul about that. He didn't really want to have anything to do with the submission part.
Oh, okay. Okay, so then I heard something different. Okay.
To come.
Okay.
Okay, so maybe this is in the statute. Normally, reports are submitted to the LRL.
Right. So.
So.
When my agency has agreed to do the submitting, and they'll be submitting it to the Legislative Reference Library, and to the.
Chairs and ranking.
Yep, of the specific committees at the same time. That's what they do. And then they always automatically send it to the revisor. So those three is our automatic process. And then we'll also have our government relations folks send it over to the government rep that's connected to our agency, with the caveat that this isn't from MDE. They're simply an employee of the agency that's sitting on this group, not representing the agency. So.
Okay.
Okay. And then we've talked a little bit about, I'm on number 7, the cost of the report, that I will need your total hours now sometime shortly after the 25th, of how many hours you and any staff or anyone else in your agency that has worked with you or supported you. And then you can either give me your hourly rate and I'll do the math, or you can do the math for me and just say, here is the total cost of my contribution and my colleague's contribution, and then I will add them all up. So that is, and then the reason for, I believe that we want to have not just our contributions, but anyone else in our agency, is just based on how the statutory language reads and my conversations I've had with our staff regarding legislative reports. If anyone has a concern about that, let me know.
So you want it, the 25th is when you want it?
Well, I mean.
Or were you accepted before?
I'll accept it before. You can just add on the 2 hours of the 25th, and hopefully we'll be done at that point. So, I mean, I think take the time to make sure you've added it up by that point.
But we might end at 3 o'clock on the 25th.
We might. I'll subtract an hour. It'll be maybe $1,000 cheaper, right? So I guess next steps would be for, from what I'm hearing, is send me any edits digitally by Thursday at noon so that I can incorporate them and get a draft out before I leave on Thursday, so that we can start having the review process there, so that you can not only have the document reviewed by agency leadership if you need to, as well as bringing any, circulating any possible amendments to the language that Wendy has proposed, following conversations with your agency leadership to the group, so that we know if there are multiple drafts or versions that we'll need to talk about, and then continuing to keep track of your hours. Any other action items, Bert?
Well, I just wanted to define that really this is the only thing, the only substantive issue left. I mean, everything else is commas, semicolons, or tenses, and that can be done offline between now and Thursday.
Right.
But that really to discuss next time,
mm-hmm.
other than obviously the vote on the entire report, really it's this particular proposal plus any others that come up, and which I hope are circulated.
Yeah.
Now remember, as you circulate them, just circulate the text.
Not a conversation.
Not a conversation, okay? Because we are trying to follow the OML. And so I think everybody should be careful. About
mm-hmm.
But am I correct that this is it?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. And I think so.
And I will check in with Judge Poos and Denise to see if they will hopefully have a presence at the last meeting, or at least can.
Or suggested words.
Right, or have someone there to represent their position so that we know.
Could I also request at the last meeting, and I know that we've done this before at the board, that we have the final report up on the screen so that if there are any final changes, everybody will be able to easily see them?
We can easily do that in your space.
That would be wonderful.
Is that doable in both the conference room or the boardroom?
Yes.
Depending on? Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. Is there anything else anyone else would like to bring up? No?
I've put, a couple times I've put on edits to put a date on the front, and there's no date on this report anywhere. You didn't like my edit. I put, why not put the date of the report on the front?
Well, it's, you know, it's interesting, because it's on the footer. You might want to change the footer, given what Wendy said before. Because it says February 2018. I guess we are planning, are we planning on?
You're going to submit it before February.
Well, that was the discussion that we had, right.
To just have the February 1st, 2018 is, no, not have that.
I would just say, I wouldn't date that part of it. If you're going to date it, it needs to be sometime in January.
The date that you finalized and submitted.
Well, right, so maybe January 25th.
So whatever date it's actually submitted.
Or approved.
Well, approved, I would say.
So January 25th.
I'd put that on the front. You know, maybe even want to say.
Really thought the date was in there.
Just put January 25th.
Okay.
Unless we want to go with the zombies. Does that mean we can have Ally on this again?
Okay. If there's nothing further, I guess we'll adjourn. It is 3:37. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.